CosmicRadio.tv. This podcast would be nothing without our patrons, so special thanks goes out to them. Want to join their ranks and support independent content? Head to our Patreon at patreon.com/8bitlife. Welcome to the final edition of my so-called 8-Bit Life. I'm your host, Roberto Vegas. Joining me today in this very strange episode, Michael Riojas.
Yes, I am Michael.
Mikhail.
What is the...
Mikhail.
Okay.
So, I'm going to put this
Zangief,
flat up.
Muscle power.
I'm going to put this flat up at the top of the episode again. If you haven't couldn't tell by the title there, we are talking today about Undertale. This is actually very much, I'm putting this right up front before we start even doing any kind of usual gag or banter that we tend to do in these shows.
Go on.
because this game, because I got lucky and experienced this game spoiler free, I want to make sure that I give that same courtesy to everybody else.
Oh, yeah. Play this game way before you ever even consider listening to this.
Right. And again, we will try our best.
Or looking up anything on this.
Right. We will try our damnedest never ever to go crazy, whatever. But we're probably going to spoil it. Not because
we're going to.
Just because of the discussion
probably
nature.
Probably we're going to.
and such. There may be, if you're watching live, congratulations. There may actually be an audio component, a video component included with this as well.
What does that say? Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama. Ash is except me because Ash hasn't played Undertale.
Ash hasn't played Undertale.
No, and she's our producer. I feel
play right now. See if you can get past us before you get to that point. Just start playing. No, don't pay attention to us.
Ash, knowing me and knowing how I discuss things,
pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
You may be able to complete the game before I even begin talking about the game. Knowing how I discuss things and how I get. Meander to a point. She may actually have a shot of beating Undertale before we even talk about Undertale.
It's not that long. It's like a good 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, it's really not. Ultimately not a long game. And if you're wondering why I said there's a video component, it's actually right now as we speak playing the game in a complete way. It's actually
Flowey the Flower.
Oh, Flowey.
Fuck you.
So here comes a question I'll ask you. How did you get wise to Undertale? Let me actually adjust the volume.
How did I find out about Undertale? Yeah. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, let me just adjust the volume stream real quick for this.
It was, I was listening to the Giant Bomb.
Okay.
The Giant Bomb cast had mentioned it in passing. And I mean like passing, because I just completely forgot they'd even mentioned it. And they were Dan was talking about it.
Right.
And yeah, he just mentions it in passing, and he mentions Earthbound. I was like, oh, that sounds cool and cool. And then, like, a week later, my friend messages me. He's like, hey, yeah, I've been playing Undertale. And I'm like, oh, why does that sound familiar? And then he's like, oh, it's that this game.
It's that movie. It's that game, the Giant Bomb.
I was like,
oh,
okay. And then so he was really enjoying it. And then out of nowhere, I guess it just exploded one day.
Yeah, it was weird because...
And Joseph was, like, telling me he was just getting spoiled left and right because of Tumblr.
Yeah, it was weird because for me... It was strange. Because I had sort of missed Undertale, but like apparently I learned that it was actually I learned it through that that apparently it got some how do I best put it? It got some press at Camp Fan Gamer, which is the an event that basically the Fan Gamer guys threw.
Oh, okay.
Because I would later learn that Toby, the guy who created, is actually like a if you haven't played Undertale, it's very obvious that it has a mother inspiration. But like he was on the old like Starman.net forums a ton, and so he was sort of when Starman.net is like one of the few Earthbound fan sites, he's one of us, if that makes any weird sense. And so I'm just having fun with this because I
fell for his shit the first time.
I did too, of course. I fell for
the
fun.
The worst thing about that though is I actually already knew about it.
You know what's
playing.
Going on
I just
here,
completely
don't you?
Forgot about it.
You just wanted to see me suffer. Oh, no.
That laugh of his.
Oh, God, that laugh is creepy.
What's Lisa, by the way?
I don't know. We'll have to figure out that later.
Does it need braces?
At least it needs braces.
Dental plan.
But yeah, so so I got lucky in that I caught a glimpse of it, and then someone had told me, I was like, I haven't played Undertale yet. I just bought a copy. I've planned to buy a copy. He's like, cool. Try your best not to see any footage. I go, okay, cool.
Yeah, it's tough if you have a Tumblr. I don't have a Tumblr. Then
I do too, but I don't go on it as often as I'd imagine Joseph does. But it's a very much a game that like I can totally I could see what it was that made people get kind of scared by it.
What, this game?
Well, no, scared in terms of spoiling it.
Oh yeah, it very much is a game that if you go in cold, you'll have the most fun with it.
Yeah. It's very weird.
It's not all that hard either. It is hard on certain parts, but it's not that hard.
Yeah, but sorry, I'm just trying.
Who said that last one?
Ash.
Okay, just checking.
But here, okay. So
I can't see it that far away.
That's all right. So let's see. So five. So
blue.
Because I'm trying to think what it is I truly, truly enjoy about this game. I mean, for me,
it's a great blend of so many different things.
I mean,
together,
for me,
it's
a very weird thing. Because again, I've said this before, and I'll say it again, and I've said it many times in other discussions and everything else. But I'll put it here as kind of a note. If Undertale is like the collegiate paper of the world, if this were like a college paper,
yeah.
and Undertale is like the dissertation. Like the work cited is all the Mother games.
Oh,
in ways that you don't quite know, because I know you played Earthbound a ton.
Yes, so there's a lot that's like I understand some of.
Well, because like even on a look,
the whole save thing is kind of a make fun of how some of the stuff you saved in Earthbound.
Well, that's what it is that made it kind of endearing to me at the get go. Was because obviously the game itself, has
sassy. go on.
Because the weird part about this game, and I think what really intrigued me, because I remember I saw the gameplay, was that the idea, and that's the only thing they really tell you about the game, when you start up, when you see trailers or whatever, kind of that, is you don't have to kill everything.
Oh, yeah, you don't have to kill anything.
You have to kill anything. And everything is spareable, which is a weird concept in this sort of JRPG kind of game. Because, again, it has all the tropes of a JRPG. There is leveling. There is experience.
He played with the idea before with the Earthbound hack.
Yeah.
It wasn't so much that you could beat that game without killing anybody, because you had to.
Yeah.
It's just that, when you get towards the end of it, the main boss of that hack basically gives you shit about it, because you're just like, you didn't have to do any of that. You didn't. You did that because you wanted to do that.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So it's like, yeah, that was the first time this guy had, toyed with the idea kind of thing. And it was just kind of funny that way. you gotta talk to it first.
Yeah.
You talk to the dummy. You're like, what's up, buddy?
It doesn't seem much for conversation.
You win, kind of thing. But
very good. You are very good.
The game was very much I don't know, the fact that he made this essentially by himself.
Yeah.
It's goddamn amazing.
It's very weird, because the thing what I dug about the game, and first off, that mechanic of sort of the idea that you don't have to kill anybody.
Yeah,
that sounds
anybody.
Cool. Because even in the Mother games, you typically actually don't kill anybody.
You kind of just bash them.
Well, you sort of
and then you steal their cookies.
Well, you don't even really bash them. Aww,
love that whole thing. You won.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, because the I was reading up some stuff about the game, and he made this whole sequence because he hated when games would literally hold, he was like, they would hold your hand and stuff, tutorials. So he made a character that literally held your hand.
But it's so adorable.
Oh, it's adorable as hell, but he thought it was hysterical, the idea that, hey, like, tutorials do, yeah, like, literally feel just like this.
Like this, yeah.
And it just helps that the character ended up becoming, like, a mother figure character because of it.
Yeah. I mean, it works out, to be honest.
Yeah, it really works out.
I love this scene.
Scene is so weird.
Well, because
it's the song.
Well, because it's supposed to be this, like, scary. I mean, again, the idea, it's for her. I mean, for her, what's interesting now is playing this game, and for those who are, you know, listening to the audio, yes, we are playing Undertale as we talk about this. It's weird. this part here, this is the beginning sequence where you're kind of walking in. It's interesting looking at this now. Here, you control this for a bit because you know what to do. It's interesting seeing this now because...
What button is what on this one?
A.
Is it just A?
Yeah, it's just A.
I did not leave you.
Yeah. Basically, A to continue.
The whole time.
Yeah. It's weird as heck and bizarre as hell. Thanks for Portal wants a race. I got a tweet from Ash.
We'll give you a pizza later on. Who knows? I'm pretty sure I already ate it.
Well, because it's
I have a lollipop.
Well, because I'm doing my damnedest talking about this game because like what it is I think that really endeared itself to me because again, a lot of people really love this game and it's you know I think both you and I was at PAX South. I think I don't know if you had actually gone to PAX South.
No.
But like it was Undertale Central. It was like everybody was cosplay. There was a good amount of Undertale cosplayers.
I'm not surprised at all.
Like a good chunk. It was bizarre. It was strange as hell for me because it was this weird moment of like, because again, not to say anything bad about PAX, but PAX has a very, very large commercial element to it as well. You know, you have the game floor and everything else and everything else. Everything else. I keep saying everything else. But it was kind of cool to see this sort of undertone of Undertale there. But I think what it was that endeared me to this game so much wasn't even just the gameplay, but it was all these kind of weird, very much tongue-in-cheek moments into JRPG land. That, like, if you played enough JRPGs, you kind of get the gags and start internal jokes and everything else.
The gag here works because if you... have you ever tried waiting?
Yes.
And, like, the fact you find out, like, why she didn't come back kind of thing?
Yeah, because she had to do some...
Well, no, because like if you wait long enough, you just find out that I don't know if you want me to spoil.
No,
exactly
of course
why.
It's fine.
Because you find out that she lost her phone.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because
a dog.
Right, because and the dog is
and the dog just has it the whole time.
Right,
so she's like caught up trying to find the damn dog.
Right, exactly. This is a weird meta story, and everything else. But I think what it is that because again it's. It's not uncommon for a game to hit me. It's very uncommon for a game to hit me as hard as this game hit me in a long while. Like
it's by the time you're done, you find yourself just wanting the ball for like no reason.
it was so strange for me because like the and it was interesting because like the last time I'd had that kind of joy, and this is why I bring up, you know, at the beginning of this sort of thing, the idea that I have played the mother games, you've just played Earthbound,
yes.
Is that when I beat this game the way I did, and I, you know, for those who are curious, I ended up doing a completely pacifist run, much like we're doing here in the video as well, because it's, you know, it's. I think that feels like the more true way to play it. I mean, obviously, that's sort of, you know, the game, when you play it, the, you know, kill everything, it does that same kind of effect. Because I've seen clips of that. Like, I have no desire to beat the game that way, but I've seen clips of it.
I've considered it, but it's one of those things where there's some characters I just could not see myself
right.
playing.
But even with that said, I've seen the clips, and to me, it almost feels like...
What do you prefer?
What? Oh, Butterscotch, of course.
It is your save, so...
I like Butterscotch. I mean, it's going to be
I'm more of a cinnamon mind myself.
It doesn't matter. It's going to be Butterscotch anyways.
It doesn't matter. It don't matter.
I know what your preference is, but would you turn up? No, of course I wouldn't.
Of course not.
Of course not.
Fuck this thing.
Oh. I love cinnamon. I love cinnamon and butterscotch together. But anyways, back
we
to
take
this
the cinnamon challenge. I'm just kidding. No, we should not do that.
Oh,
no,
dear Lord,
terrible
no.
idea.
Okay. Horrible idea. But yeah. So it's getting back to this game because I've seen the clips of the. The sort of action run, if you will. The typical
yes.
JRPG run where, you know, you kill monsters, you level up, and you, you know, become this powerful being.
Yeah.
What was interesting is that when you watch the clips and everything else, it felt like an entirely different game.
Oh, very much so.
Like, it felt like this game of, like, like, it almost felt like, oh, these are deleted scenes from the game I just played versus actually the game that I wanted to play. It was very weird. It was the first time that I ever kind of experienced that idea of a game having a deleted scene and the idea of saying, like, I see what you wanted to go there. I think it was the right move to cut that, you know, to cut that footage out.
Yeah.
Here, I'll take over.
No, I was trying to remember how to, like, I tried walking through the whole thing instead of just instead of, like, looking at the actual bottom part.
Well, because I know it's hard because, you know, but let's talk a little bit about the actual game mechanic here, because this is actually the cool one. I think one of the more, the first thing that people tend to really gravitate towards is the idea of this, like, bullet hell.
Yeah, like, it's a really interesting thing they put in an RPG kind of setting.
Yeah, then for those who obviously not watching the video, essentially within the game of Undertale, and this is for people who do not want, who are like, I don't care to be spoiled, I'm never going to play that silly game. It's why would I play an indie game? I'm a man. I play Call of Duty. Which honestly, if any of my audience members are like that, I would be really surprised.
I'd be surprised myself.
Out of all the things we talk about here at Cosmere TV, we tend to really focus on indie games.
I only play Call of Duty.
Never heard the term bullet hell until this game. Really? Interesting. Because, you know, for me...
That's legitimately surprising.
Yeah, for me, it was such a, like, oh, it's a shmup. I'm like, oh, it's shmup rules. And even the point of, like, one of my favorite sequences of the game, when it came to battle sequences, by the way, was, I think it was the last fight with Metaton.
Oh, Metaton's fight is fucking...
But the last one was the last fight with Metaton, because it literally turns into a shmup for like a 5 seconds, like, because you're like moving your thing in all directions, shooting bullets and dodging things. I'm like, it's a shmup. I was like, this is a shmup right here, and I loved it. I loved it to death. It was probably one of my favorite moments in the game. You gotta flirt with it. Flirt with it.
You can imitate it too.
Oh man, you flirt. You're like, you feel like you understand the world a little better.
Oh, I always like that one.
I always like the flirt one because it wiggles. Do the flirt before you leave.
Yeah.
Because you wiggle your hips. Bold slime wiggles.
What a meaningful conversation.
Yeah, sexy wiggle. So I love it. Because it's a lot of these sort of things I think I dig about it is these weird little moments in the game. You're just being impatient right now.
I just forgot that part.
That's okay.
I was like, yeah, I got it. God damn it.
But even on a mechanical level of a game, this was enough for me to, like, cook me in right away. Because I was like, okay, I'm already in just based on this mechanical level and everything else. And then even, like, weird moments like this coming up right now.
Oh, yeah, the one that's coming up?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Yeah,
yeah, that's okay. Don't worry about it.
Let's try to remember if it lets you.
Whoa there, partner!
Whoa there, partner. Who said you could push me around? So you're asking me to move over?
Okay.
Okay, just for you, pumpkin.
I love it because it's like...
It's so random.
It's such a random...
I'll move
small, and I think that's what really endeared me to this game was, you know, first and foremost was the idea of the fact
this one's
that...
Out of the way.
Yeah, that's fair. Just the idea of the fact that... Here's such a mundane thing in every other JRPG, you know.
My favorite thing is what happens right here.
Oh, I never, everything.
It's just so ridiculous.
You wanted me to stay there.
Giving me a real workout here. Giving me a lot of weird signals here.
But, you know, because, like, that's such a weird... Yeah, I'll take
These are bit. Always really funny, like, right, like... Oh, save points with the mouse
and the cheese.
There's always a mouse and a cheese. It's like, you know, he could one day get that cheese, and it fills you with determination.
But yeah, let's go back to the whole rock thing over here, just because we might as well. Because this is such a common thing in JRPGs, in any RPGs, mind you.
A lot of games. Actually.
The idea of, like, you know, here's a puzzle. Sorry.
Also, if it's yellow, you can automatically spare it.
That's what I'm saying.
Just telling people in case they want to know.
Right. But this is such a common mechanic in JRPGs, that being the idea of, here's a puzzle, move objects to switch certain things. It's a common mechanic. A lot of JRPG players are very well aware of this simple puzzle mechanic.
Very much so.
having a moment of a joke in that is just so fucking brilliant. It's such a weird, like,
thing. It's a good joke, but I've talked to someone it did frustrate, because they're just like, for fuck's sake.
See, for me, it didn't frustrate me, because I was so, like, I was so bawled over laughing of just the idea of, like, I've never thought of the idea of what would happen if I encounter a sentient rock that was like,
yeah, it's not
hold on a second,
about.
Why
like,
are you pushing
buddy,
me around?
Whoa.
I'm like, the minute it happened, I bawled over laughing. I had to stop and kind of pause for a bit because I was just laughing my ass off at this.
There's
like,
plenty of jokes in here that you'll be completely caught off guard by.
I think that's what it was. It's like a lot of these things are like really weird caught off
the
guard.
The entirety of this caught me off guard the first time. Because it's like, what? He's not
The Napstablook.
And then you realize he's just saying Z over and over. When it said that, I couldn't stop laughing.
And I'm tossing the game right now. That I think ultimately that is the second thing that endeared me to the game was its very tongue in cheek, very aware of itself.
Oh, very much so.
Humor.
That's one of the reasons it's so popular.
Yeah,
if anyone's wondering.
Well, again, a lot of people dug it for that for sure.
I didn't know that I couldn't do anything other than move with force the entire time. Because I was afraid I was going to hurt him. I was like, I don't want to hurt this ghost.
That's all right. We don't have to hurt him.
Napstablook.
Napstablook.
I love his song.
I do too. What's funny about the song is that it has some samples from Mother 2, specifically Venus.
It does.
Yep.
Oh, you.
I don't know. I just want to flirt today.
He's in a flirty mood.
I'm always flirt.
If you want to get with Roberto, you should hang out with him today. Not me, though. I'm not doing that right now. I love, like, Napstablook is like...
Really not after feeling it too. Sorry.
I love that fucking... He's one of my favorite characters the entire game. Because he's just so honest about everything.
This monster doesn't seem to have a sense of humor. Well, I'm really funny. It actually reacts. And again, that's, you know, that's kind of back to the humor portion. I think, can I spare everybody?
Not yet. You have to cheer him up.
Oh, that's right. I forget. It's been such a while since I played it.
I fucking love this song.
I do too.
There's so many great songs in this game. Like,
I think
if you never play the game, just listen to the soundtrack.
You know what? That's actually, and you kind
of legit is one of
you ultimately bring up to
Undertale is popular. Yes, wait,
I call
that a sarcastic yes.
Undertale is popular. Yes, wait, that was a sarcastic yes. Yes,
maybe. Who knows? How many of you played Smash Brothers Melee? And if anyone gets why I said that, more power to you. Because the internet exploded from that one little thing.
But that's the other thing that really endeared me, too, was the music. And I got that from the minute I started. Because I was like, okay, these other tracks are good. The minute the Ruins music kicked in, I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm into this game. Like, it became...
How much gold do we have right now?
Oh, we have enough gold to support.
I'm buying a diamond.
Oh, God, yeah. Keep that in my inventory. We're not going to eat that at all. We will die before we eat that.
Oh, you're going to hang on to it for...
I learned I learned that recently.
That's how I beat that.
Talk to that... Don't... What are you doing? Talk to them.
Fine, jeez.
Always talk to them. they are here, and they want... See? Plus, you had to learn by pressing stuff. But I like how it says,
like he's
well,
trying to
at least
you
listen to me. Well, I love it. I love how it says. Again, a lot of weird meta things and what does that four stand for? Four frogs? I've only seen a maximum of three in this room.
I legitimately was trying to find another frog the last time he said that.
I heard about this.
Troubling, to say the least.
I have heard you are quite merciful for a human. Surely you know by now the monsters where is yellow where you can spare. Yeah.
This is very much the small tutorial.
Yeah.
And it was very helpful.
It is rather helpful. Remember, sparing is just saying you won't fight. Maybe one day you'll have to do it even if their name isn't yellow.
Never.
But yeah, because again, when the Ruins kicked in music-wise, like that was enough for me right then and there. I was like, this is already... I'm probably going to be in this game for a while. Not because I have to be, Because it's ultimately, like we mentioned, like it's only about a 5-hour game. It's really not a whole, really not,
not
a super
it's
long
not
game.
Super long, which and is it, why another reason it's popular, because it you can just sit down and play it pretty quickly.
Yeah, you could ultimately, I think, beat it in a night if you really stuck to it.
Like if you don't have a time for RPGs, this is actually not a bad
yeah, it's really not terribly, it's really not terribly long at all.
So weird.
I love that. It's my favorite moments.
I like so many characters in this thing.
I like this whole game. I like this. I again, I think the other thing though that endeared me to this, had to have been near the end. Hey, look, Netbluk.
I fell down the hole. Now I can't get up. Going on without me.
Wait, ghosts can fly, can't they? Oh well.
Let's try to remember which one he was in.
I forgot.
Netbluk is so great.
Oh no, I love him.
Okay, now there's a thing over here.
Is it here? And that's the other one. Oh, the carrot. That's right. I forgot about this. Vegetoid. It's talk.
Was it talk?
It's talk. I think it's talk.
No, it's not.
No, that's right.
I think it's devour, devour dinner.
Yeah, I think it's devour. I think it's devour. Like eat your veggies, something like that. Did devour. Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. It was not devour. It's not devour.
Farmed locally. That's such a weird thing.
Shit.
Truly, this is farm to table. Then to dinner.
Pat your stomach.
That's
this
right.
This one took me... I had to actually look this one up because I couldn't figure out
yeah, you eat the
how
grains.
To do that one. Shit. I missed it. Damn it.
Yeah, it's okay.
I don't want to die.
Don't worry. If you die, you die.
I don't want to get us killed.
It don't matter.
There it is.
There it is. We got it.
Fuck.
It's all right. It's okay.
Okay, that should work.
Go. But...
Oh no! Wait, no, there
we go. It's okay. But yeah, like that. The other thing that really endeared me to the game, was the because like for me,
go on.
The other, I mean, the oh shit moment, like the first like oh shit moment in the game, because a lot of times I got used to the idea of like, okay, I'm not hurting anybody, I'm not having to attack anybody, everything is cool, everything is, you know, grand, everything is awesome, that kind of thing. But like you get to the end of the first ending of the game, the neutral ending, if you will.
Yeah.
And like that blew my fucking mind. The idea, you know, at that point in the game, because like what it was at that point in the game, it became apparent that the game was aware of itself.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that was like the other thing that really endeared me to it, the idea that the game knew it was a game, and that, you know, things start to get fucked over because of that. And then even the idea of I'm trying to of even like the weird reveal of like what leveling and experience meant.
That came out of nowhere.
That was such a bizarre
explanation.
But it was so it was such a fucking great way of doing it, because it was this like, because again, you know, if you play it like for a passive run, you have, you know, you don't level up, you don't get any more health, you don't get anything, you kind of have to sort of play this, you know, game, and at times it's very difficult, to be honest. I think there's some that are like highly difficult if you
there's some that are just like you'll just get killed if you're not careful.
Yeah. And it's bizarre because it's hard. It gets like, this is somewhat the easy stuff for sure. But if you've noticed, we only have about 20 health, and if you choose to level up, you can get more health and earn levels and do all the stuff that you need to do. But if you don't, you know, things happen. But it becomes like, it makes for a kind of a very difficult game.
Oh, very much so.
I think it's behind the other that one right there.
Wait, what?
I think it's behind
the one on the right.
Right.
Okay. Shit.
I think it's that one. It might be the other one though.
Maybe. Nope. Gotta not pick on him first.
Yeah. There you go.
Some of these things. The best thing about this game is that is the fact that you can memorize.
Yeah,
how
which
you
what,
didn't beat somebody kind of thing.
Right. That's
oh,
the other
fuck.
One.
Yeah, it was the other one.
That's okay.
Damn it, Jim.
I think I agree, yeah, is that like, you know, because in the game, the mechanic is, you know, do the check, do the right check. You don't get you could spare them and everything else. And The other thing, that's what it was. The other thing that really fucking blew my mind about this game, and I realize we keep talking about things that blow our minds, but that's sort of how discussions work. I hope we get to it in the video. We may not. But it was actually the fact that this game established rules and then decided to break them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just between you, yeah.
Ribbit.
What's the knife?
It's just a toy knife.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Did you not grab that the first
time? I don't think I did.
It's your first melee weapon if you want to use it.
Right, of course. Kind of
because,
yeah, I know.
Small
why.
Spoiler, basically, the last item you find is not a toy knife.
Yeah, right.
But it's reminiscent, essentially. Like, it's a beginning is the end kind of thing.
I didn't realize that. I think I didn't pick it up.
Yeah, that was one of the first things I grabbed, but I never equipped it.
I love, how did you get here, my child?
How did you get here?
Are you hurt? You're there. Oh, it's like for me, it was such a, it was, I, and I think that was like everything that endeared it to me because, you know, we keep dancing around the mother thing, but like, it had such that mother charm to it that I don't need to even, you know. Like we talked about the idea that this game has multiple endings. The idea that if you you can choose to kill everything you want and
oh yeah
and your fate is dealt accordingly, but I never had a feeling of a game when I got done so like completed, of like, well, you know, you can get another ending. It's like, why would I want another ending? It was this weird thing of like, but anyways, going back to the other point I was trying to make.
I immediately got that other ending because that was the ending I wanted, and I felt absolutely perfect from that second ending. Like that ending.
Well, I'm saying the passive ending for me. Yeah, like the like basically I got the neutral ending because everyone gets the neutral
everyone gets neutral.
And
first,
then I got
no
the passive ending, and then
the
once
the passive ending was like, hey,
yeah. Once
this
I got that, yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, that's why. Once I got that ending, I had no desire to do any other way. It was a bizarre feeling and such. But anyways, going back to the other thing that endeared me to.
If you want this game to be really hard, though, yeah, do the quote-unquote genocide run.
I think they prefer the No Mercy.
Those
are
the two hardest ones. Or that has the two hardest fights of the entire game.
God, this is so heartbreaking at times.
The petting is what it gets me.
Aww. Well, that's what a mother does to do that.
Hmm?
A mother does that sometimes.
I'm not saying she doesn't do that.
I'm saying
it gets me because it's really adorable.
It is. It's so great. Everything about this game is
the journal.
Yeah.
Toriel's diary.
Let's
invade some privacy.
But the other thing, like I said, that really, really
Why did the skeleton want a friend?
Why the skeleton want a friend?
Because she was feeling bonely.
All right, let's try to get this. Let's try to get this thing going a little bit further than.
Let's
start getting this game going. Don't go to sleep really quick. We can get that taken care of.
Go to sleep. Only, why won't you go to sleep?
Only because I love this. I love that.
If we can get past the first chunk, then
yeah. Basically, we're gonna try to get to one character in particular.
The first chunk of this game is like kind of tough to get through if you don't want.
Yeah,
like if you're not have a certain sense of humor, I guess.
I'll take the controls because again, like the real other thing that really endeared me to it was the fact that it established mechanics. I forgot how I.
You have to talk to her first.
Oh, that's right.
I was like, "Where are you going?" You gotta tell her you want to get out of this shithole.
That's right.
I gotta escape from New York. Damn it. Oh, this game, like I'm trying, yeah, we actually haven't spoiled that much, so.
Yeah, we haven't. This has been weird, because I almost felt like our discussion would have led into way, way more spoilers.
There's so much I can talk about right now.
Well, because I think.
But I would feel really bad for Ash if I start talking about it.
For some of our audience members. But, because I think what is the real endearing thing, because there's certain parts of the game that get very weird and peculiar.
There's some that are just like, they're so almost fourth wall breaking.
Yeah.
That it's just, those are the ones that blew my mind the most.
Right. And then there's some that's just like, what the fuck kind
of
shit.
Oh, there's plenty of those.
There was one of the what the fuck kind of moments. Happened? Well, there's even like really what the fuck moments of like, especially it, to get to past this ending.
Oh, yeah. There's one giant.
Just like, what the fuck
section of that game.
Like, it's a bizarre section, but it even.
And it's just like, and you have little to no context at first until you start reading shit.
Yeah. And it's a very, and it's interesting. It's very interesting, the idea of you know, I'm just trying to speed
it. It freaked me out the first time.
Yeah. I think that's like the first time I'd gotten kind of scared of this game. But the things
I, that was actually the first time I died. I hadn't died up until that point.
Really?
That, or like, not counting, you know, the final boss thing, because that you kind of have to. But like, that was the first time I died in a normal battle, was that chunk that just freaked me the fuck out. Because I did everything in my power not to die.
Yeah.
It was tough, though. It was really, really tough.
Yeah. I mean, because but kind of getting back to the central point, like...
But it, like I said, when I
mentioned... I like Ashes. I like Michael. Michael, do you need a producer?
I don't think I need a producer unless you want to make... what was the name of the play and the producers? What the fuck was it called? Hitler in Springtime? Springtime,
yeah.
I think is what the name of it?
Yeah.
We need to make that.
Well, because ultimately, I think that what we're trying... What I'm starting to learn as we're talking about this is, like, the things that I really dig about this game isn't even so much... The
Hitler for Springtime.
Isn't so much even the ending. Isn't so much. It's like, I think that's what it. Why it is that I kind of want to talk about this game in some capacity, because
there are two characters in particular as to why I love this game.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get to them.
Meet them
and that's sort of why we're trying to get to there, because even like we get to those things in the game, it doesn't spoil the real thing. Because like, again, a lot of the things that blew my mind were those kind of moments. Were those like, oh, that's this. Oh, crap, it knows this. Like, it was those sort of moments. But really, the thing that really endeared me to it was just this weird feeling of here I am playing another Mother game. And getting that same feeling that I get every time I beat Earthbound, every time I beat Mother 3.
I couldn't really say the exact moment that I was playing, and then it just hit me that I'd been playing for like 3-4 hours.
That's what I think that's what it, and that's what it was. Like, for me, it became this sort of... thing, because like, you know, even near the end, like I got to the point of the neutral ending where you know you're supposed to do a thing, and I'm being neutral, I'm being non-spoiler in this one.
You gotta do the thing.
Surprisingly, this is like the most non-spoiler discussion of Undertale I've had.
We're trying,
but you essentially do an action that hurt me to do. That I kept
it was fucking
and that
painful.
Was like painful.
I did everything
for me
in my power not
did,
to do that.
I did everything as well, and I realized I had to do it. I was just like, "This is hard." And it was the
Speaking
first time.
Speaking of which, did you use the item on that part?
Which no, I don't. I may have
the pie.
No, I did not.
Did you not do that?
No, I did not do
it
that.
It actually works on him.
Oh, interesting.
And when you eat it, it actually affects what's the battle.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it makes it easier.
Could do that.
Yeah, I found that out on accident, because it hit me at the last second. I'm like, wait, and then I ate the pie, and then it actually did something.
I'll have to keep that.
I'm being vague about it, but you'll find
out
why. You'll understand why when you get later on in the game when you find out what's going on with the last guy.
Yeah, because there's a lot of really interesting undertones in the game, kind of at the beginning, sort of making you think a certain way and whatever. But it's, you know, everything about the game that I really dug had nothing to do with.
Got all that fire.
Fire. Fire, burn. Burn.
There's so many enemies in this game that I just kept almost dying on. And this was one of them.
But, sorry, I'm trying to...
Try not to die.
Right.
Slowly. It's actually, like, really hard to die. We probably should have bought more donuts. I'm just saying.
No.
I actually had quite a few donuts.
You can do this, actually.
Right away.
I usually...
I bought, like, a shit ton of them before I left this area. She looks through us. Run away, goddammit. Just kidding. No, don't run away.
Yep. Sorry, I'm trying to just...
It is very possible to die in this part, by the way.
It is. Of course it is. It's just... the hard part is I could try to actually talk and play the game. But like, basically, we're trying to get to the point...
Can't you just live with her? I'm not gonna lie, I wish there was like an option that just says live with her and then you're just done with the game like Far Cry 4.
Yeah. By the way, I like this section, like these sort of like weird moments like this, because the game at points stops trying to attack you and like makes his like very wide berth. Like it's hard for her to do this. And all the things that I like about this game have so little to do with the ending and everything else. It's like this weird gestalt. It's like everything together is what makes why it is that I love this game.
This game only works because everything somehow mixed in it.
I think that's what it is. I think it's that this game works because
like
everything
if there was
hits.
One or two of these things like separate from each other, I don't think it would work.
Well, no, like I'll play
it would
way.
Just be like, well, that was nice, like gimmick
right,
or something.
Right. Like if it were simply this mechanic here, the idea of, like the bullet hell kind of thing, I think it would still be a solid RPG. I think it'd be like an interesting, like, oh, that's interesting take on RPGs. I would have thought I had that as a defense mechanic. Cool. If it were this weird meta thing, like, oh, that's funny. Ha ha. You know, we've heard those kind of jokes on the battle.
Yeah,
like,
there's
it's
plenty of
kind of
games like try the
right.
meta joke,
but it's
and
it's,
failed miserably because
right.
they had so many things not going for them.
Right, and somehow this
game just everything worked for me, and I mean everything. I don't know, like there's not a damn thing in this game.
No,
that didn't work for me.
I am the exact same way that this game.
Like, there's plenty of games that were made that were supposed to be make funs of stuff.
Yeah,
that just fucking just didn't work. And the perfect example of that is Eat Lead, the Matt Hazard story.
Yeah.
And if any of you even remember what that is, I am surprised.
Well, because there is something. I mean, again, this game for me has the mother charm and enough of it that it kept me going. And then when we got to the end, it was and the passive ending was done. It was just everything was. I was like, this is why I love this game, and this is probably why I'm never ever going to not play. You know, that I'm just going to come revisit this game to just play it again, and just to experience that again, to just kind of join that weird.
I don't want to go back to it.
I did because
when I beat it, I was just so. I don't know. Like, it's a tough thing to say. Like, it's what you said. Like, you're just so damn satisfied. You're just
But the thing is that's what I mean is that I'm going, like, right now we're playing this again, and I'm having all the same joke moments again, and I'm doing all the spare moments again. It's kind of like it's almost like when you watch a movie that you love, or you play, you know, it's like, because I played Earthbound about 1,020,000,000 different times and completed it all the same way. You know, I know the motions of the game. I know what you're supposed to do. I've played Mother 3 a couple times.
I know
that,
the
motions of the thing.
The last game that I did that with before this was The Wonderful 101.
Yeah.
That was the last game I did before this that like made me go like, I'm just going to keep playing this game over and over again. Over and over and over again. And I just couldn't stop.
Aww.
Like, the only reason I stopped playing The Wonderful 101 is because I lent it to a friend. And that was the only reason I stopped.
Bye, Mom. I called Toriel Mom, by the way.
That's fine. I'm not.
I did that.
I'm not being worried about this.
I do it all the time. I do it each day. But
I'm so excited. I'm gonna meet my second favorite character.
And so okay, you know what? I think this is actually I think we've pretty much almost hit the hour mark for our discussion.
We're not ending until we meet him.
We're not ending
until we meet my favorite character. There's no goddamn way.
Which is Metaton, right?
No. Tempting, but no. He's like my third favorite.
Actually, my favorite character. Like, I thought we should talk about this because this won't be really too spoilery. Because a lot of these characters you can look up everything.
Yeah. You can
who is your favorite? I mean, we know who your favorite character.
It's Papyrus.
Right.
Guaranteed is Papyrus, and that is the reason I will never be able to do a genocide run because there's no goddamn way I will kill Papyrus ever. I just love him so goddamn much.
For me, it's surprisingly enough, it's Alphys, I think.
Really?
The lab link.
That
I don't
is
know,
really surprising.
Because I love her. It's a her. It has to be her. Else, I mean, she's wearing a dress at times, but it could be a guy, you know, whatever.
It is a girl, though.
It's a girl, right.
Yeah.
I love her to death because, like, to me, I almost feel like this is the kind of person I would have hung out with.
Would I date Papyrus? I don't know. I'm not going to lie.
I know, of course. I mean, that's the difference.
I probably would chat.
I mean, you know, look, your love for skeletons does not think.
The best way to play the game whenever Papyrus talks is think of him talking like he's Skeletor.
See, for me,
the funniest goddamn thing
for me,
in the world.
He talks like in my voice, I think he sounds like, and I said this before to you, I think on Jump Point. To me, he sounds like Murray from Tales of Monkey Island, which is how I imagine the voice in my head of that, much like all skeletons.
For some reason, Sans sounded like Brian Salisbury to me in my head. I can't explain you as to why. He just did.
That's okay.
I think it was the jokes, the really awful jokes. I think it clicked in my head and it fused together. I fucking hate Flowey.
I think we all do.
I hate him so goddamn much. After I found, like, although I did feel bad for him later on.
I do feel bad for the guy.
You feel worse if you watch the genocide run.
Well, because
what happens is just violent.
Maybe we'll take that. We'll take that discussion to the post show. I think because I think that there's something there with that scene, and Chara and everything else. I think like that's a weirder kind of discussion. I think and I think that's what's interesting about this game is that we. Surprisingly enough, I'm holding off. Give me fucking time.
We're meeting him, damn it.
I know we're meeting him.
Not ending.
But I think what's interesting about this discussion and why we haven't been so spoilery is that I think a lot of
want people to like.
Yeah, I think that
experience.
I think what we learned about discussing this game
as I would love to be like, and then this happened, and then you remember that part where you did a double backflip or something.
Because
no,
like a lot
I
of
can.
Those moments are almost like. Not really, like the moments that we're talking about, the weird moments here. By the way, I didn't notice this the second time I played. I didn't notice this time I played it, but this. Oh, what the heck?
That was
I know. What's interesting is I didn't notice until now that this is reflected in the end sequence. The specifically walking through the hallway.
Oh, the long.
Yeah, because you have the parallaxing in that one too. There's only two sequences in the game that have like really deep parallaxing. And this is the one. This is the other one because he's.
So why are you talking about it? Oh, we're talking about a Green Lantern villain. The parallaxing.
What's parallax effect?
Parallax is a Green Lantern.
Human
villain. Or a Green Lantern.
Don't
a long
you
story.
Know how to greet a new pal? Turn around and shake my hand.
This is your favorite character, right?
He's not mine, but I know his favorite.
I love Sans.
Sans is a great character, though. He's my second. Favorite
It's also a really
character.
Cool thing.
Sans is my second favorite.
It's also really cool that all the characters that like Sans, Papyrus, they both have their fonts.
The two of them are my favorite character. If you think about it, when they're combined, they're my favorite character because they're that much goddamn funnier together.
Yeah. But yeah, because it's getting back to this, and we'll end the show proper on this point here.
There's a great joke between the two of them that I want to say, but if you experience it for yourself, it's actually really funny.
But going back,
like
to
it's
the,
a quick joke.
Going
dude.
Back to the last sort of point, the last closing point in this is that I think that the things that you and I both love of this game, the things that I really really dug about this game, really, I mean, yes, there's specific moments that are very intriguing and that really raise interesting questions about certain characters, and I think that there's certain interesting concepts on talking about Chara and what kind of person he was as a character.
Yeah, and you find out different things depending on which thing you do,
and I think
sometimes it makes it a little kind of interesting as to what you find out. Yeah, whether or not it's actually true or whether or not it's just that because of that ending.
Right, but it's. I think ultimately what makes this game, because again, there's a lot of people. If you start looking at the Wikipedia, people are like digging into the files and finding hidden bits.
You find
of
some
code.
Crazy shit,
right? Almost kind of like Fez was in that regard. But I think what it is about this game that I really truly dug was that it had everything together. It did it all somehow. And
everything just works.
Everything just works.
I can't explain why it does.
It just somehow does. I can, because for me, again, it really does bring that genuine charm that the Mother games had, but from a person that played the Mother games. In other words, like a guy that learned the lesson that was presented in Mother.
Oh, okay.
And that's the way I've always interpreted things. Like this came from a guy that
I could kind
of
see that
played Earthbound, that played Mother 3, that played Mother 1. And learn the lesson of just doing the weird, strange, quirky thing because sometimes that makes for something amazing. And it was bizarre. It was weird for me because it was like as I was playing the game, like yes, there's Mother 3 influences here, but there are deeper Mother influences going on right now that I don't think a lot of people are going to quite grasp because they're just going to see this humor here. They're just going to see this weird meta joke there.
Like, I only have, like, small, like, bits that I get because of the whole thing. But
right.
Just because I'd only beaten the one of the three games.
And that's what it hit. That's why when the game was completed, it hit me so hard. I'm like, when was the last time I had felt this much joy? And if you want a full write-up on this, if you're, you know, completely a little more spoilery, we'll link the Medium article there in the show notes, because I wrote an article about this because I had to get something out. But it was that feeling of, like, I have not felt this satisfying and this, you know, intrigued to play the game again and do the exact same actions again. To just go back in that weird blanket of warmth. Because I probably, like, beat Mother Earthbound all the time.
There's a couple enemies I didn't get to see that I would like to see.
There are a couple things I've learned about and stuff like that I kind of want to do.
There's a
secret
enemy I didn't
know
existed.
One of my all-time favorite sequences actually the game.
This is one of my all-time favorite sequences.
See, for me, my all-time favorite...
this little joke here, the conveniently shaped lamp. And there he is, my favorite character. You know what's up, brother? It's been 8 days, and you still haven't recalibrated your puzzles.
Okay, we can stop that.
I love it.
Because, like, for me...
You just hang around outside. I fucking love this character so goddamn much. You want to take a look? No, I don't want to have time for that.
a human
comes through here. I want to be ready. I will be the one. I must be the one. I will capture a human. Then I, the great Papyrus, will get all the things I utterly deserve. Respect. Recognition. I will finally be able to join the Royal Guard.
People ask. Which is such a great...
People ask to be my friend. I would totally be his friend. I mean, would be Papyrus' friend so hard.
I mean, we'd all be Papyrus' friend.
Oh, my God. I would love...
But yeah, again, it's... If this is,
and the song is just so great.
If this discussion of Undertale hasn't convinced you to play the game, even with us not being spoilery at all,
Boondoggle.
there is nothing we can do to. I think there's nothing you and I can do to convince anyone.
I can only convince you by showing you literally the scene. If you laugh at the scene, you will laugh at pretty much the rest of this game. Like, there's so many great moments between those two fucking characters.
A skeleton. It's one of my favorite gags. I love it. I love it. Sans. Come on.
Come on. You're smiling. I hate it. Sigh. Why does someone as great as me have to do so much to get some recognition?
Wow. Sounds like you're really working yourself down to the bone. I will attend to my... Again, it's so great.
I love those two characters.
So yeah, this isn't enough to convince you to play Undertale, then I don't know what is. But we're done with this episode proper. Michael, where can people find you online? Thank you for joining me, by the way, talking.
You can find me on the internet. You can find me on the Twitters at MichaelXRiojas, cursing wildly at YouTube for taking down Team 4 Stars' YouTube channel. And you can also find me sometimes on my friend's Let's Play channel, Late to the Let's Play.
And of course, you can find me. I'm at
Vincent... doing Papyrus compression sometimes.
Yes. And of course, you can find me. I'm at Vincent404 there on the Twitters. If you want to catch previous episodes of this podcast, head to our website, cosmicray.tv/8bitlife. There you'll find links to show notes, our Twitter account, which is at 8bitlife podcast. And of course, if you want to help this show grow bigger, better, and way more awesomer,
the song.
after you've bought Undertale, if you don't own Undertale yet.
It's not too much either.
No, it's not too much. But head over to patreon.com/8bitlife and help support this podcast. So that's it for today. Tune in next time I talk to another geek about something completely and utterly random. Bye, people. Yeah. This has been a CosmicRadio.tv audio production. For more awesome shows, head on over to our website, CosmicRadio.tv.